Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we spoke about how safe God is. Today, I would like to speak with you about how safe it is to walk with God. Safety is an emotion, and we do not often talk about it or think about it, but the feeling of being safe is one of life's most significant feelings. Do you feel safe? Is a question that counselors, doctors, psychologists, and psychiatrists will often ask their clients and patients. And it is a question I think more friends should be asking one another in ordinary conversation, over a coffee or tea amidst lives that encounter a lot of danger in this world. For some reason, this led me last night to think about a crossing guard I used to know when I was very young. Her name was Ginny. I can see her clearly in my mind's eye. When I was in elementary school there in Winchester, Massachusetts, she used to sit in her car just at the end of our driveway and wait for our friends and us to come walking home from school. As she saw us coming, she would emerge from the car and walk out into the middle of the street and stop the two-way traffic so that we could cross in safety. She wore a big blue coat with an orange X slipped over its shoulders so that she stood out to drivers. And in those days, she even wore a blue hat with a white rim, a real and proper uniform. And Ginny was a volunteer crossing guard, helping children to cross the street safely. And when I think of Ginny, I have this feeling of safety. I remember feeling safe with her. In fact, I always invited her into the house for my birthday parties. Ice cream cake from Baskin-Robbins was always my favorite, and Ginny loved it also. My mom would take out that big kitchen knife and cut right down through the layer of frosting into the rock-hard chocolate chip ice cream as the kids and our crossing guard Ginny gathered around. Such fond memories. Well, if you're going to be a competent crossing guard stopping the traffic for children, and you're going to get invited to kids' birthday parties, then you have to be a safe person who makes safety a priority. And my friend Ginny sure was that. She passed away a long time ago. She is gone, but she is not forgotten. Well, God is safe, and the Lord makes us very secure indeed. Abram experienced how safe God is. We can tell by his response when the living God calls to him and in Genesis 12 verse 1 says, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." Abram's response was what? Genesis 12 verse 4 says, "Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him." I believe this tells us Abram felt safe with God. And so he started walking with the Lord because, and here's what I want to capture today, it is safe to walk with God. Friends, be prepared now to search the scripture with me. If you have your Bible handy, get a hold of it. If so, and certainly if you are away from the Bible, note these references and read them later on. I will pick up on the theology of Dr. Dennis Kinlaw again and pass along to you the emphasis in the Word of God on walking with God. As we will see, Abraham certainly walked with God, as did others. In fact, we can say that the word which best describes worshipers of God is that we walk with Him. You might ask yourself, how is my walk with God? Following God's call that Abram accepts in Genesis 12, we come to Genesis 13 and we read of the separation of Lot from his uncle Abram. Abram is in Canaan, and listen to what the Lord says to him. I'm reading Genesis 13, verses 14 through 17. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Ah, there it is in verse 17 of Genesis 13. Arise, walk about the land. God commands Abram to walk the land that God has promised to give him and his descendants. Walk. Go over to chapter 17. Genesis 17 verse 1 reads, Now Abram was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. God wants Abram to walk before him. And this is reminiscent of the way life was all the way back in the garden in Eden before sin entered the world. You might remember this. Genesis 3 verse 8, Adam and Eve, quote, heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I grant you this was after Adam and Eve's sin, and they were actually hiding from God at this point. But I think we can derive from this that God's habit was to come walking in the garden in the cool of the day to enjoy fellowship with the first two people prior to their sinfulness. God walks with his children. And prior to their fall, the man and his wife found it was safe to walk with God. And now go forward again in the Genesis to chapter 5. Do you remember this man, Enoch? Enoch? I'm reading in my Bible, Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. Genesis 5, 21 to 24. Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Fascinating, isn't this? Enoch was such a man of faith that he just kept walking with God. And he walked with God so long that Enoch walked with God, and God took him. God and Enoch went out for a walk, and Enoch never came back. He walked right up into heaven. Wow. And again, notice the emphasis. It is safe to walk with God. And then we keep reading in Genesis, and we come to a very dark and evil period of time in which things got so bad that God will destroy all living beings in a flood. Yet he singles out one man, Noah, and his family for salvation. I'm reading now in Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. The Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God. That was Genesis 6, 7 through 9. And you heard it. Noah walked with God. I have often thought that when I die, I would like for people to say this about me. Mark walked with God. I pray this will be true of me. It's my desire to walk with God. And then if you make a sweeping turn through the pages of your Bible and come all the way over to Genesis chapter 24, there is that remarkable story of Abraham's servant Eliezer telling Laban, Rebekah's brother, how God had sent him to secure a wife for Isaac. And listen to Eliezer's language in Genesis chapter 24, verses 39 through 40. I said to my master, suppose the woman does not follow me. Abraham said to me, the Lord, before whom I have walked, will send his angel with you to make your journey successful, and you will take a wife for my son from my relatives and from my father's house. Abraham told his servant that he has walked before God, just as God required of him all the way back in Genesis 17, verse 1. And I just read from Genesis 24, verses 39 through 40. And then one more scripture in the book of Genesis, this time a chapter 48. In Genesis chapter 48, Israel is blessing Joseph's children. And listen to verse 15. Genesis 48, verse 15. Israel blessed Joseph and said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. Please highlight in your Bible the word Jacob, that is Israel, uses to describe the relationship between Abraham and Isaac and the living God. The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked. Walked. Even when Jacob says that he has been shepherded by God, what does a shepherd do? He walks with his sheep all over the place. Walk. Walked. Walking. It is safe to go walking with God. Jacob says the patriarchs all walked with God. Genesis 48, verse 15. I have still more verses to share with you about how our forefathers and foremothers in faith safely walked with God, and I will have to reserve those for next time. It is safe to go walking with God. I hope you'll read these texts for yourself, and I hope when you do, you will highlight that word walk. Then, walk with us again tomorrow, when Lord willing, we gather together as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.